Adam Pengilly about to join us to talk some racing. How are you this morning, Adam?
Going well, Jared. I think someone's flicked the switch on winter in Sydney this week, hasn't it? It's cooled down considerably this week, yeah.
Definitely colder, for sure.
You would have been out training in the morning, though, Adam. Wouldn't have stopped you.
I'll go for a time a little later this morning. I'm not like you guys. I can't get out of bed at some ungodly hour. So I'll work a few kilometres a little bit later this morning, hopefully.
Maybe we'll get Pengilly in the ring.
How would you go in the boxing ring, Adam?
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. I couldn't fight my way out of a paper bag, Laurie.
Have you ever been in one before? Have you done a charity
a paper bag or a ring?
No, I've never been in the ring before, Laurie. I'd love to do something for charity, but I don't think boxing would be my sort of thing.
I'd
take one blow and I'd be gone, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm a bit like you. Imagine getting a kidney shot. Yeah.
From Mike Tyson.
No, not good, not good. What about James McDonald, mate? He's been charged.
Yeah, he's taking a few blows, Laurie, isn't he, at the moment? Stewards expect them to announce the charge formally at some stage later today, but he's been told he's going to be charged on a running and handling charge from the weekend's ride on through there. I know it was a pretty long inquiry that they sort of held on race day there, and it was the main talking point out of the meeting at Randwick on Saturday, but they're going to... Stewards are going to allege that he didn't show enough vigour or purpose between the 300-metre mark and the 100-metre mark, and James is going to have to face a charge maybe a little bit later this week, potentially early next week. I'm not quite sure exactly when that date's going to be set for the inquiry. I think it was almost a mere formality that James was going to win the Sydney Jockeys Premiership, and he probably still will, but if he does cop some sort of lengthy suspension, it might just give a glimmer of hope to Nashua Wheeler, who's going to need to go on a really big run to try and run him down in the final month of the season.
Adam, what are your thoughts on Hugh Bowman's decision to take a spell at the end of the season?
Clarky, I think it's a really smart decision from Hugh. If you remember correctly, last year after Winx's final run in the Queensland Stakes, he sort of came out, I think it might have been 2 or 3 weeks after that race, and said, I need to take a break. I'm just worn down. Mentally, I need to recharge. And he took a break for a couple of months, I think it was, and he came back refreshed. I thought he came back a much better rider. I think his form over the last 12 months suggests that Hugh's been in a really good headspace the last year or so, and I think all reports he's going to take a bit of a break in the next few weeks to wind down the end of the season when some of the better horses are coming back into work sort of start of August, early September. He'll get ready for the spring carnival. I'm not quite sure why more jockeys don't do this. I know it's a very brutal and cutthroat game. If you take a break, it's hard to get momentum back up again, but for your long-term welfare, I think Hugh's making a really smart and savvy call.
Front page for Jeff Duray. What a journey it's been since what it won at Albury Maiden back in February, winning the Creswick Stakes at Flemington, and the offers came in thick and fast.
Would you take the money, Jared?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah, okay. Well, at this stage, the owners are going to knock it back. He won the Creswick Stakes very, very impressively down the straight there at Flemington on the weekend. Some of the offers that came in straight away were in excess of seven figures, as you can imagine. Obviously, a lot of cashed-up buyers over there in Hong Kong, and the ownership groups decided, no, we bred the horse, we want to continue racing him. Plenty of nice options for him in the spring. He's obviously eligible for the Kosciuszko. Whether he heads in that direction or not, I'm not too sure. I'd imagine there's be some nice sprints for him down there in Melbourne as well. But at this stage, I want to race on. They're going to turn down the money. I can't begrudge them. They've got a good horse. I'm not in that position, so I can't make a decision for them. But good on them. So I want to keep racing.
I reckon there'll be plenty of eyes on the Ipswich races today, Adam, given that there's a horse having his first start in 7 years.
Laurie, there is many weird and wonderful stories in racing, but I think this one almost has to take the cake, doesn't it? Fighting Heart. He hasn't raced for 7 years. Think about that, 7 years. He's first up for such a long period of time. He had a former career in Hong Kong. He's going to go around at Ipswich today. Now, we need to pass some race day vet checks. Obviously, the stewards will be taking every single precaution, as you can imagine, but I cannot remember a scenario like this in recent memory at all. A horse having his first start for 7 years. And you know what the irony about it is? He's got to retire on August 1 next month, because under the Australian rules of racing, once you turn 13, that's it. It's all over. So he's coming back, what is it, June 24 today. Potentially can only race for another 6 weeks, and then he's retired.
Haven't booked a jockey yet for the race, I don't think, either, according to the Racing Australia website. But it's $26 with Tab today anyway. Fighting Heart, Barrier 11, $26. Have something on.
Gets around. Let's hope he gets around.
Did you go back and watch its run 6 years ago, Adam, and give us some form?
No, I haven't, Jared. I haven't done any Ipswich form today, unfortunately. So.
You've done some Canterbury form, though. What do you got?
Yeah, one value bet today. Race 2, number 5, Castle Chroma. As a 2-year-old for Chris Waller, usually a little bit hesitant about backing horses that are first up on very wet tracks, but I think this is a pretty skinny race. I've liked his trials. He's been gelded in the break. And in his maiden preparation, Chris threw him in the deep end in a couple of stakes races. So he's obviously got ability. They've found James McDonald, and I think he probably could have ridden some other horses with the shorter prices in the market. So at some sort of value race, 2, number 5, Castle Coma, who's raced by similar interest to Nature Strip, including Steve Hansen, I think, the former All Blacks coach.
There you go. $13 chance with Tab. Race 2, number 5, Castle Coma. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys.